Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Pulico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin with Ken over there. Todd Corey joining us in the studio with USB, the general manager. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey. Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Have a good holiday?
Absolutely.
Get stuffed?
Oh, absolutely.
I was fortunate. I didn't quite get stuffed.
So I got stuffed twice. Yeah, I was good.
So, well, this is not your normal day, obviously, but since your normal day would have been Thanksgiving, we decided to get you in here this time of the year. So
that works for me.
Yeah. First thing I want to talk about is, you know, at the last meeting, you guys brought up an issue with the billing online. You guys were having a problem with it. Talk about what you can talk about with that.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the place right offhand,
Ken? It was called Docs.
Docs, yes. Docs is a third-party bill collector that people can use, but we are not associated with them in any way. I mean, if people do use it, we eventually get our money, but it's about a 3 to 4 week process before we get our money from them. And it's just something, if you do a search for Frankfort Utilities, this is popping up high on the list, and people are getting on there and paying their utility bills, and it's causing a complete confusion with everyone.
And then also what it does, it kind of shuts them down or shuts them off for a while, doesn't it, until you guys get it taken care of?
Yes, it has happened that way. And then people have to come in and show us screenshots of where they paid the bill so that we can get them turned back on. Then we have to get in and waive late or disconnect fees and things like that. It just, like I said, it just creates havoc.
So what you would recommend is do not, if you go online to pay your bill, do not use the Docs.
Correct. Just use the Frankfort website. Okay. If you can, yes.
Yeah. Anything that says Docs or anything like that, just bypass, delete, do whatever yes. You want to do.
And apparently there are places or people may be using Docs to pay all their bills.
Other things.
And stuff. And then they're just getting on there and seeing, okay, well, I can pay my utility bill there as well.
Right.
And like I said, it just creates havoc for us.
And then, as we were saying, though, by creating havoc for you guys, it means they get shut off for a while.
Absolutely. And then when they get shut off, then they get upset, and then the billing office girls take a beating.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Do they deserve it? No, because of the confusion that's involved with this. But all the ones that have used Docs, we have gotten it worked out, and we try and inform them, don't use that anymore. Go to this website, use this pay procedure, and go from there, and hopefully we can get that limited. It's not a terrible amount of people, but it is coming up more and more, it seems, every week.
Yeah, because a lot of people like to pay their bills online anymore, or so it seems, and that's just, you know, whatever.
Right. And convenience and everything else, but it's inconvenient for us as well as for the consumer.
Okay. You want to do this now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this. We can get a quick question from Carl Lane. Carl, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Todd, Ken, Corey. Corey, they're doing a lot of talking on the news about electricity. They want you to cut back on it because, and I didn't know this, but they said that but all our electricity comes from natural gas. They produce electricity from natural gas. And they said Indiana could end up just like Texas and California with our electricity this year. Have you heard anything about it?
No, I have not heard anything like that that would affect our region, Carl.
Uh-huh.
I know that we buy our power from IMPA, Indiana Municipal Power Association.
Well, I mentioned that.
And they do have coal-fired furnaces or generators and natural gas. They also have some wind and solar as well that they generate the power from. But I think their biggest turbines that they use are natural gas-fired turbines. But I have not heard anything along those lines that you're mentioning at this point in time that would affect us.
Well, that's very, very good. I just didn't know whether they're going to raise their prices or what.
Well, IMPA has raised their prices to Frankfort and to all the communities. I think they serve 61 or 62 communities now.
Uh-huh.
And they did raise our prices this year well over $1 million for 2022.
Is that where that tracker factor comes in, and then they put it on our bill or something?
Yes, it's exactly where it comes in at for
us. So most likely our electrical bills will be going up then if they raise it at $1 million.
It's going up a little bit. I think, Carl, the last tracker, or the tracker that's going to go into effect for 2022 in January, it's going up like 0.002 cents per kilowatt. So it's very, very minimal.
About like a savings account to the bank.
Exactly. Exactly. It might even be a little lower than that, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
But the one thing, since we did do our new rate study, which has been almost 5 years ago, we've been in a negative tracker. So the electric bills have been less expensive for people.
Well, that's where we want to be.
Yeah, yeah. But this one did go back to a positive number, but it is a very, very, very small positive number.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too,
Take
Carl.
Care, Carl.
All
thanks.
Right. Okay.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Budget is taken care of now.
Yes, finally.
I'm sure you're relieved more than you want to admit.
Yeah, and last week we presented the council with our budgets, mm-hmm. and they accepted them. So, yes, a budget process is done, but it's still an ongoing process, you know, to obviously watch it very closely next year in all our departments with everything that we have going on. And we're planning on getting started early this year, because we changed the format of so that every department's budgets are the same format now. Before, we would get them in different formats from the departments. And we're going to start plugging numbers in as early as January, because now we can track better track the revenue portion of it with the expenditure side as well. So it's an ongoing process, but next year's when we get there should be a lot simpler than what they were this year.
And it's over $40 million.
I think it was 46.7.
I couldn't remember what it was because it's been a while since I've seen it. So.
Yeah, 46.7 in last year, or 2021's, was right around 43-44. It was a $3.7 million difference from this year to last year.
Right.
Or next year, I'm sorry.
Water projects, how are they going?
Good. we're coming along. You know, the weather now has affected us, out at our well field, we did a test well now 3 weeks ago, where we had to let a well that was drilled, we had to let it run for 24 hours and basically pumped over 2 million gallons of water. And then the week before last, because last week was a short week, they tested the second well. And we got good results out of both of them, so they will be good permanent wells for us, good producing wells that's going into our expansion.
Okay. 2021's about done, so how's this year been for you guys?
Busy.
Okay. I wasn't quite expecting that, but okay.
Busy.
Yeah.
With everything going on, you know, with our old infrastructure in sewer lines and storm lines, the sewer maintenance people have been extremely busy this year. The electric guys, you know, they started off the year working on State Road 28, and now we're getting ready to jump over on the east portion of that project early this winter. With all the development that's gone on with housing and stuff like that, that's kept electric hopping. And then when you have a wastewater expansion going on, you have the water expansion going on, it's just everything's going full force, it seems like.
Has it been, have you got all your changeovers that you would make from what was back in before this year to what it's going to go to, all those taken care of now? Or you still have a few here and there?
Along what lines, I guess, Ken?
I guess, are all your electric and all those lines that you would take that need to be upgraded or whatever?
No, it'll still be just an ongoing process.
Okay.
You know, like right now, next year with this bond issuance that we did for water, we already replaced the water main on 30 or 75. We put in the new water main out on County Road Zero. But the next big thing for us is to do some more in town in the aging infrastructure that we have there, and then also to get on lead service lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a big project for us to get started next year. But also with water, we have changing our water meters out to cellular read water meters. And we're probably around the 400 mark right now. And it's going to be about a 5-year project to continue that. So it's just an ongoing thing. And then you get into electric where it's always something that could be upgraded or new put in place.
Okay. What's the big thing on the dockets for 22? I think I know one of them, but I don't. If you want to say, that's fine.
Hopefully one of them is, and it was a real nightmare for us a couple weeks ago, is that we don't get into this mask or vaccine mandate into mm-hmm. the utilities.
Yeah.
That was a brutal couple weeks that we were going through there with people. Hopefully, you know, I'm obviously pro-vaccination, and I wish other people would do it, but it's their choice, their beliefs, if they don't want to. But if a law comes down that says that, okay, if you're not, then you're going to start wearing masks around your employees and everything else, then so be it. But people have to know that's not coming down from the Utility Service Board. It's not coming down from the mayor's office or the Board of Works. It's coming down from the federal government that's telling you to do
this. And they'll be a little bit more feisty about things maybe than what we are at times around here.
Yeah, but I, you know, looking at 2022, I'm just hoping that it would be nice if this whole thing would go away, but it doesn't sound like it's going to. But
no, I don't think so.
For us, it's just finishing up projects. The wastewater plant should finish up probably July, August next year. Water will go through the year. But it's just, like I mentioned, sound like a broken record with all the construction going on. It's just a never-ending process. And now they're breaking ground on the new water tower out at 65,
right.
Supposed to be, I got an email this morning, December 19th is when they're breaking ground on that new water tower out there, too.
Okay, I haven't gotten one of those yet, so.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm good right now.
Okay.
I think I'm good, so all appreciate right. you having me in.
Not a problem. Always enjoy when you come in, so.
Yep, always appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll take a break. Come right back. More Party Line next on WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
When you need to know.
Flint County Morgue is going to be located at the EMA facility at the south end of what everybody knows is the fairground property.
On the air first when seconds count.
A couple of our employees really wanted to honor veterans and help them because they've served us. So the employees donated funds for the maintenance of the flags that fly over our courthouse square there in our beautiful courthouse.
The news team you've come to depend on.
The biggest thing is we're trying to figure out a way to streamline things a little better, especially when it comes to entertainment, Prairie Creek Park, Hot Dog Festival. We are looking into doing basically an ordinance, probably going back to the council and try to change part of our original planning of what we need to do to try to incorporate in the entertainment, Prairie Creek Park.
Your official weather station.
It's going to be better for them, but you know, it'll probably be more reliable up at the jail.
When you need to know, WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We have recently added new features on our tabs. Now when you click on the Community tab, click Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line, and let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Ken over there. Just about 6 minutes left in the program, and here's Kim on line one. Hey, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Happy late Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. I heard this on an out-of-state radio station. It was kind of fading in and out, but it said something about Mike Braun being investigated about bank loans. Do you know anything about that?
I have not heard anything on that.
I have heard he's under investigation, but exactly for what and for how much and where, I can't tell you.
Oh, like I say, you can't hear this stuff here in Indiana, but you'll hear it in
Well, you know, sometimes that sounds like a campaign commercial almost.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Mm. Oh, and then you were talking about vaccines. These businesses that don't want the vaccine, shouldn't they let the public know? And if you're proud of not being vaccinated, this shouldn't bother you.
Well, you know, the ones that that really take it serious, I've seen them with signs up, and they say, "Hey, we don't care if you're vaccinated or not. Come on in." You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd like to think they would work in the public good too to let us know.
I will probably wear my mask forever. I told a friend that, and she said, "Why?" I said, "You never know what's." Well, one day they say this, next day this.
Yeah, that's the thing, that even people who were ready to get vaccinated and on the vaccination bandwagon, that once we still have all these questions and there's boosters and variants and stuff, it's kind of like, man, what do you believe?
Absolutely.
And what is the science when you have this stuff moving so fast?
You don't know. It's flip a coin.
Right.
Well, you guys have a nice day.
You too.
Thanks Kim. Bye-bye. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, let's take another phone call. Party Line, good morning.
Hey, I want to know who is paying for the groundbreaking at I-65 for the water tower.
I don't know about the water tower per se, but gosh, that's there's a lot of people paying for a lot of different things out there.
It should have probably been put into the original bid, but I have no idea.
Yeah, that's one we'll have to ask Todd next time he's here.
We'll just go get him.
Well, he's. I think he's in his car, Marilyn. I think he's already gone.
He's probably left by now.
Well, see, I wanted to ask you while he was there, but you cut it off and went to commercial.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry. Don't you have my cell number? You could just text me and say, "Hey, Kevin, leave him there."
Well, I thought about it, but I didn't know whether I should.
You can bug me anytime.
Okay.
We'll try to find that out for you.
Todd, really? I would really.
Yeah, Todd listens
that.
All the time. Todd listens to Wylo even after he goes home. So, so he's listening. I guarantee it. If he's not on the phone, and I'm sure he'll let us know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Marilyn. Well, today, Ken, is what is it? Cyber Monday officially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, last year, a lot of these retailers went ahead and did Black Friday like a week before Black Friday, right? And I don't know what they were doing because they had deals already prior to Black Friday. I don't know if Black Friday has the oomph that it used to have.
Well, it didn't. This year's numbers did not even come close to last year's numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, which was Saturday. I was hoping we'd get a quick update from the Chamber this morning as to how it went, because they were out and about over the weekend handing out gift cards and saying hi and going live on Facebook. And I was on Facebook some this weekend, but didn't see them going live either. But I hope that went well. So they say that Amazon and Best Buy have smart TVs for under $100. Walmart has brand new laptops for $150, and Verizon has buy one get one free on iPhones. But I think there's always a catch.
There usually is.
Line one. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. This is Todd again.
I was hoping that was you, Todd. Yes.
I didn't catch all the question from your listener, but what was the question on the water tower?
She wanted to know who was paying for it. I think, or who had purchased the land or was paying to put it up.
Actually, from what I understand, the land was donated back to the county from the Good to Go organization, and then the water tower itself was being paid for through the bond on their initial bond that they issued for the water and sewer that ran out to 65. All of that infrastructure was paid for under one bond.
Okay.
Is my understanding of everything.
Very good. Well, we appreciate the clarification, Todd.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
All right. You too. Yeah, we appreciate that. I knew he would probably call. Yeah, and I knew a lot of that was taken care of as they went along.
That's what I said what I did.
Because you're not going to get out there and then, oh, by the way, we need to acquire this land.
We need $100,000 to go do this.
Good luck.
Yeah, really.
And last but not least, it's Throw Out Your Leftovers Day, Ken. The Department of Agriculture says cooked turkey and other meat only last about 3 to 4 days in the fridge before it gets funky. Same for gravy. Cranberry sauce is good for a week.
Yeah.
But stuffing can be frozen and stored for up to 3 months. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's not really good to hang on to your leftovers like it used to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they don't put as many preservatives in them so they don't last as long.
That's possible.
I don't know. But I just remember the week after, we would always have some leftover turkey. We'd have, we'd have turkey recipes. We're Googling online, There's turkey sandwiches and turkey pot pie and turkey
turkey salad.
Turkey salad. You told me about that, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was also like a turkey casserole. You could do any number of things.
Yeah. I don't think really want to get into some of
this. No. And I didn't have any leftover this year. We didn't have any leftovers, really. So we timed it out just about right. Plus, hard to believe, today's the 49th anniversary of the video game Pong, the first commercially successful video game. It was very basic, two paddles and a ball. Even the sound effects were simple. It was like the bloop, bloop, bloop. First one installed at Andy Capp's Tavern in Sunnyvale, California. Now, I remember my dad brought home a Pong set one year back in the early 80s, and It you know, it just connected to your TV, and it had two little knobs, and you just sat there. Me and my brother sat there for hours just boop, just hitting that ball back and forth. But yeah. Pong, you know, sometimes you don't have to get into all this crazy graphics and stuff. Sometimes Pong's good enough. You know, it's like playing cards. Go Fish is good enough sometimes, or Take Five, or Draw Two, or something.
Or Old Maid.
Yeah, Old Maid. Can't go wrong. I love Old Maid, yeah. All right, Ken, have a good day, man.
All right.
All right, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Boldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Ken and I back tomorrow morning for the Tuesday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.